Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Confident and Killing It podcast. It's me, your girl, Tiwa Lola, and I am here, as always, to bring you the gems, to wake you up to your mind, help you believe in yourself, and show up in the world. This is the place where you overcome your fears, unlock your most confident self, and truly become unstoppable. So let's get into today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about people pleasing, especially when it comes to relationships. It's February, Valentine is coming. So, you know, a lot of people are probably talking about relationships and this and that. And so I wanted to tackle it from a different angle. So if you are a serial people pleaser, okay, this episode is for you. I'm going to help you have a greater awareness of what it looks like how does people pleasing actually show up in your life? And then also how it can begin to affect your confidence so you know what is actually happening to you in the long term. And then of course, I'm not going to end this episode without sharing some tips for you to build your confidence and stop the people pleasing. I'm never going to say, oh, just stop caring about other people's opinions, because really and truly, that advice isn't helpful. We are human. We always will care about what other people think. It's a natural part of our existence. We care about community. We want to be loved. We want to belong, okay? So it is a natural part of our human instincts. When you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, of what human beings need, we need love. We need safety. We need protection. We need a sense of belonging. And so naturally, we are going to care about what other people think, because we want to make sure that people think positive things of us so that we can be accepted in society. Nobody wants to be an outcast. We all care about what people think, but when you care too much that it comes at the cost of your own well-being, of your own needs, of your own goals, of your own desires, that's when it can get really detrimental. Okay, so Where does this come from? A lot of the times with people pleasers, it has to do with childhood, okay? Maybe you grew up in a childhood where your worthiness was based on approval from senior figures, maybe your parents, maybe your grandparents, okay? Maybe the culture that you live in, it's all about doing well and thriving and being accepted and being acknowledged. And so you think your worthiness depends on your ability to please other people. Okay. It also comes from society and societal norms, especially as a woman. You know, society teaches you be nice, be kind, be polite, don't ruffle any feathers. People pleasers will often have a fear of rejection and abandonment. So maybe you think if you aren't pleasing these people, if you aren't meeting their standards, then, or their expectations, then you might get left behind. So in relationships, for example, you might be thinking, oh, if I don't make my partner happy and do everything my partner needs me to do, they're gonna leave me. And then when I'm left alone, how will I survive? How will I be worthy? Your worth is linked to being with someone, being chosen, being acknowledged by somebody else. When you look at all of that, in the short term, making people happy could feel good. You know, it feels nice to be chosen, you know, but in the long term, it is so detrimental to your positivity, to your mental health, to your emotional health, to your dreams, and to your goals as well. If your sense of self-worth and validation comes from an external force, then that is a sign that you are most likely a people pleaser. Your worth has to come from inside of you. So if it is coming from somebody else, it means they have the power to make or break you, right? So you know you're a people pleaser if you feel good when people choose you and acknowledge you, and you feel terrible about yourself and not worthy at all when you experience rejection or failure or being the last person to be picked, for example. People pleasers also have a difficulty in saying no. So you often say yes to everyone and everything. And this is also another sign of imposter syndrome. So people pleasers will tend to say yes to everyone and everything at the cost to themselves. They will then end up taking on too much to handle, and that brings on a lot of stress and anxiety and just not enough time to take care of your own well-being. The next trait of a people pleaser is that you tend to avoid conflict. So if you tend to just keep your opinions to yourself and not speak up because of a fear that if you do share your true feelings, you're gonna ruffle some feathers, you're gonna upset someone, and then they might leave you. So in relationships, for example, if you don't want to bring up, have a difficult conversation with your partner because, you know, you would rather just keep things as they are and just be perfect so they're never upset, that is a sign of people pleasing. People pleasers habitually, that means every single time, even when it doesn't work for them, even when they know they are on empty, they will continuously put other people's needs before their own. The mindset of leaders eat last, you know, but it's still like you have to fill your cup up before you can give to others. So it's not like let everybody eat at the expense of you. It's more like there are bare necessities you need to take care of to be a functioning human being. Your senses of fulfillment, your well-being, your mental, physical, and emotional health, okay? But often with people pleasers, they will sacrifice their own well-being for the sake of others. And finally, the last trait of a people pleaser is you don't know how to set boundaries. You often feel like people are taking advantage of you. You are surrounded by people who just take. Okay, you don't set boundaries. And boundaries are like a manual for how you want to be treated, right? And so you don't communicate what matters to you to other people. You always just let them take and act as they please because they know you're gonna say yes. They know that there are gonna be no consequences to their actions. So what's the link with people pleasing and your levels of happiness and fulfillment? Well, think about what is happening when you are constantly saying no to your needs and yes to everybody else. You are sending yourself, your subconscious, a message that you don't matter, that you are the least, that you are small and everybody else is more important. That is the message you are sending yourself. And that begins to influence what you think about yourself, how you see yourself, and how you operate in the world. Negative thoughts lead to negative feelings, lead to you retreating and becoming a shell of yourself. So if your narrative is everybody is better than you, you are insignificant, your needs don't matter, that is going to make you feel anxious and worried and stressed and demotivated, and that is going to cause you to shrink in life. Every time you choose somebody else's needs continuously over your own, you are creating more energy, more room for unfulfillment. And let's look at what happens when you continue to live a life that you're unfulfilled. You don't have motivation. You don't care about your dreams and goals. You just let life take you on whatever path it wants to take you on. You're not in the driver's seat of your life. Okay. And when that happens, you don't know what your goals and your dreams are. You don't know what you like. You don't know what truly matters to you. You just exist. You almost exist to be a doormat to other people. But now I know you are not brought on this earth to be a doormat, okay? I know that for a fact. So if you are somebody who struggles with people pleasing, I need you to tap in right now. Thank you very much. Okay. Because we're done with this behavior. Yes, be kind. Yes, be loving. Yes, be generous. But it should never come at the cost to your own sense of fulfillment. There is only one you. A part of you will always care. But this is where I want you to pay attention to it. This is the switch in your mind that I want to happen. It's like, okay, yes, you do care. That's fine. But it should never be at a cost to your true authentic self. Okay? If something is happening and it goes against your true authentic self, it comes at the cost to your wants, to your needs, to your desires, to your health and well-being, that's when I need to see red flags. I need you to see alarm bells going off, ringing in your head. That is a moment for you to take a step back. So this brings me on to three ways that you can begin to reduce the people pleasing and become more confident in your true authentic self. So the first thing is self-reflection. All right. You need to know your triggers. When do you tend to be a people pleaser? In what environments? Is it in romantic relationships? Is it with your friendships? Is it at work when you know somebody is bringing a piece of work to you that is unrealistic, but you still say yes because you don't want them to think you don't know how to do your job? Another thing that can help you with this self-reflection is to practice mindfulness. So in the evenings, right before you go to bed, I always suggest to just replay your day out and think, okay, when were moments when I was a people pleaser and I shouldn't have been? When were moments where I was proud of myself and I stood my ground for what I believed in? It's so important to reflect on your day so that you can have more awareness and know what choices to make going forward. My second point is on self-acceptance. So, what is self-acceptance? Self-acceptance is knowing that you matter simply because you exist. I'll say that again. You matter simply because you exist. Your worth doesn't depend on how much money you have, where you are born, the color of your skin, whether you are loved as a child or not. The fact that you are here on this planet means that you matter. The fact that you are alive means that you are worthy. Worth is intrinsic. Worth does not come from external sources. Worth is intrinsic. The same way it's like you have a heart and your heart is inside of you, the same way you have worth and that worth is inside of you. Okay? No one can take it away from you. No one can do anything to reduce your worth. It comes from within. So knowing this, you have to make a choice to embrace that worth. And that is the beginning of self-acceptance. As a coach, I always tell my clients, you're not broken and you don't need fixing. I'm not here to fix you. I'm not here to save you. What I am here to do is wake you up to the greatness that's already inside of you. You can't accept what you don't know. Okay? So you have to know yourself and fall in love with yourself. It is a journey you must go on, because when you do, then you will care more about your own opinion of yourself than you would of somebody else's opinion of you. The more you fill up your self-awareness with self, right? The more you fill your awareness up of yourself, the less space you have to care about what other people think of you. The more you love and believe in yourself, the less space in your mind to care about whether other people believe in you or not. Okay, so if you want to be less of a people pleaser, you have to journey into self and really unlock what's there. Authenticity is about being brave enough to be yourself and genuine enough to live according to your values. What you say and what you do must be in sync with what you truly believe. What you say and what you do must be in sync with what you truly believe. So if you are saying and doing things that are not in sync with what you believe because you want to make somebody else happy, that is people pleasing, okay? And that is going to affect your connection with your true authentic self. You have to get to the point where the fear of rejection no longer affects you. You can choose yourself, and that is the most important choice you will ever make. And I always say purpose is being of service to something greater than yourself, but it does not mean you must reduce everything to be of service to others. It doesn't mean you must break yourself into pieces to be of service to others. No, your existence is a gift to the world, and you get to decide how much of that you want to keep for yourself and how much you want to give as a gift to the world. It is better to be rejected as the true version of yourself than it is to be accepted as a fake version of yourself. Okay? Real talk. If you are showing up as a fake version of yourself and people like you and they're happy around you and life is good, but every time you go home, it feels exhausting. You can only pretend for so long, honey. If they only want to hang out with you because of what you can offer them, because of the access that they can get through you, those are not true relationships. So find people who love and accept you for who you really are, and they exist. They are out there. If you haven't found them, you're not trying hard enough. You haven't explored and experimented enough, okay? So don't settle with the relationships you have now if you know they are sucking your energy. If you know you have to pretend to be somebody else, to be liked and to be accepted, in the long run, it is detrimental for your sense of self-worth. The past is in the past. We can't change that. Make peace with the past and let it go. You did what you did with the information that you had, okay? But now you have new information. Now you can make different choices. You are on a journey. Sometimes you will mess up, okay? Sometimes I do say yes when I want to say no. And that happened to me last year. I had a very strong reminder that I'm not Superwoman. Because I was saying yes, 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 yes. And what happens when life throws everything at you and all you do is just catch, 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 catch? What happens? You have too much in your arms. There's only so much you can carry. And then you begin to drop the balls. Let me tell you something. Takers are gonna take. Okay? The takers are gonna take. And they don't care about what you're going through in your life or whether your battery is on zero, because we never really tell people when our battery is on zero. If a friend comes to you to ask for something, right, you don't tell them, oh, I'm really struggling right now. You just say yes. Don't do that. Takers are going to take. So you better put your boundaries in place to protect yourself. And another thing I always hear is like, oh, you know, like if they're coming to ask me for help, it must mean, you know, they really need my support. Like they really want me. Honey, no, sorry. They're asking because you're the person most likely to say yes. That's it. It's a harsh reality, but they are going to go to whoever is most likely to give them a yes. Now we're on the third part, which is self-confidence. Now, this has to do with setting boundaries. This has to do with, like I said, choosing yourself, learning to say no to other people so you can say yes to yourself. Boundaries are simply a user manual where you communicate to the people in your world how you want to be treated. The same way we talk about love languages and communicating how you want to be loved by your partner, you can't assume that people know how to treat you, because guess what? People are always going to offer you less than, right? To see what they can get away with. Boundaries are simply about protecting your heart, protecting your peace and your energy so that you get to live the life that you want for yourself whilst also being joyous and generous and loving to the people around you. No one has ever died of disappointment. Okay, so be okay disappointing people. As Glennon Doyle says, and this is one of my favorite quotes ever, if you ever have to choose between disappointing yourself and disappointing other people, always choose to disappoint other people. They will be okay. They will actually be okay. But if you disappoint yourself continuously over and over and over again, it is going to knock your confidence. It is going to knock your self-esteem. The next point on this is to be assertive. Speak up for what you want. Have the difficult conversations. People don't like difficult conversations, but difficult conversations actually bring you closer together with your friends, with your partner. Whenever I sit down to have a difficult conversation with my partner, what comes out as a result for that is a deeper connection, a deeper sense of love. But in the beginning, the conversation is scary. No one wants to bring up something that they've been hurt at or something they didn't like. you know? But when you have those conversations, it opens your mind up and it allows for you and your partner, you and your friend to understand each other better. So never shrink yourself to make somebody else feel more comfortable. Never dim your light and quieten your voice to make somebody else feel more comfortable. You've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So when you want to start a difficult conversation, always start from I felt like this, I thought this, this is the meaning I put behind it. And then allow the other person to talk about what you've just said or to explain their side of the story. And then finally, you have to prioritize doing what you want to do. Do one thing for yourself every single day without fail. Okay, because you deserve that. We live in a world that is so noisy, so many people dragging you from here to here to here to here, so many people having needs, especially if you are a mom, especially if you are the first daughter of an immigrant household, of an African household, so many people need you and need things from you. And it is so easy to fall into that role where you are just giving, 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 giving to everyone but yourself. So that is the end of today's episode. I really hope this episode inspires you to reflect on your relationships with people, to accept yourself, right? To accept your worth, to own your worth and to celebrate it. And to show up and speak up with confidence.